Hello everyone, it's Parker here, and in today's episode, I'm going to start discussing why it is that you worry about the opinions of others. Why you worry about what people think of you. Why you worry about their judgments. Why you care about them. And why they have such a crippling and a paralyzing effect on how you live your life. So many of the issues that I see a lot of the people that come to me for help are struggling with is something to do with worrying about what other people think of them. Why is this? Why is this so prevalent in the lives of social anxiety sufferers? That's what we're going to talk about today. And I hope that at the end of this, you can get a completely new perspective and point of view about the real solutions towards no longer caring about the judgments of others, no longer worrying about what people think of you and their perceptions. And once you can really break free of that, it's a huge foundational leap and step towards a lot of progress that's going to be had. Just think of how much easier life would be if you legitimately could say that the opinions of others don't affect you in any way, or at least your perceived opinions that other people have of you. So that's what we're going to get into. I think the best way for me to try to relate this and get this point across to you is giving you a story about myself when I was really struggling with my anxiety. And so a lot of you guys know my story, but I'll just take you back to my college days when I really started to work on this. I really started to become conscious of my own mind, my own beingness, my own anxiety. And I really tried to start pinpointing and working on myself to grow into the person that I could become, this becoming self that I talk about. And so this story, I haven't thought about it in a while, but it's so perfectly aligned with the opinions of others, like caring about the opinions of others and how much it affects our lives in a massive way and makes us fall trapped and victim to the illusions of our own mind, the illusions that the social anxiety identity make us feel about ourselves, the thoughts that come up, the words that you say, the feelings that you have. And so this story is when I was around, I think I was probably 18 years old. I had just gone to college. I was only in school for 3 months after I dropped out, but I was really like, that was the time period of my life where I really wasn't doing any school. I was partying a lot. I was trying to like legit go out and do the normal, like push myself into social situations, social interactions. I was failing miserably, but I felt like I had a good momentum on me. And I distinctly remember having a conversation with a girl, and there was a huge group we were talking with also. And at the time I was drinking pretty heavily, and there was this type of drink that I would always get. It was called a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And so it's like, it's Fireball and it's rum chata. And so there's this bartender here, and we were speaking, and you know, we were just talking about different drinks, and it's a pretty polarizing drink, the thing that I was drinking, the thing that I like. And a lot of people hate it, some people love it. And so we were talking, going back and forth in a conversation, and I asked her, because she's a bartender, I was like, so what type of people order this type of drink? And then she just said, people like you. And so in my head, almost unconsciously, I immediately said, what, like annoying people? Kind of jokingly, right? To ease a little bit of the tension. But I almost immediately said it. And then after that, she looked at me and she said, I didn't say that, you did. And so that was a distinct shift for me. And I'm going to explain why. Because I started to realize that she didn't say that. In no way, shape, or form did she even allude to the fact that I was being annoying. So why did I say it? Why did I think it? Why did I think that she was thinking it? What was going on here? This is a point in my life where I really started to become conscious about my mind, conscious about my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings. And this, I can really pinpoint this moment to one of the exact moments where I realized why my identity played such a crucial role in who I would become, in how I would act, in the words that I would say and how I would feel, how it contributed to all of those. And so I'll tell you why. During the conversation, when we're with a bunch of people, I'm talking to this person, I'm overanalyzing, I'm in my head, I'm worried about saying the wrong thing, saying something weird, how that would affect my future. And the entire time, I'm thinking that these people probably think I'm annoying. Why? Why am I thinking that? Can I read minds? Can you read minds? No, you can't. I can't. And so this was a major catalyst for me because I started to dig deeper and realize that caring what people thought of me, caring about their opinions and their judgments, it wasn't theirs at all. Because it was only what I perceived them to be thinking. It was only what I perceived them to be judging. It really wasn't what they were truly thinking. It was what I was thinking. And so one of the popular quotes that I like to say on this podcast is, the world will accept the judgment that you place on yourself. I started to realize that the identity that I held, the negative belief systems that I had developed from years and years of conditioning and just being the way that I always was literally fueling every aspect of communication, of socializing, and imagining these illusions that my social anxiety identity conjured up that other people were thinking about me when it was completely and totally false. So in that story, at no point in time was there even any sort or sense of vibe that I was being annoying to anyone else, only me. My perception of myself, my structures internally, my belief systems, my self-worth was so low that I truly believed that I didn't deserve attention, like I was unworthy of having conversations. I was unworthy of people to listen to me. And so I blurted out, oh, what, an annoying person? And it was lighthearted. This conversation was lighthearted, but it really took me a step back. And I started to begin to question things. I started to begin to question why I care about what people think of me. Why do I worry about this? And I started to realize it was all internal. The only reason that I ever really worried about what other people thought of me was because of how much of a negative point of view I had of myself. So let's flip the script. Let's say that if I snap my fingers right now, you could have the most positive self-worth, positive self-esteem, the greatest identity and belief structure that's going to like help you out immensely in socializing, conversations, and connecting with others. Okay, let's say that snap of the finger that happens to you. I want you to picture, what would you think people are thinking about you? Because it would be the same even if you didn't have this belief structure. Okay, I want you to literally picture this because you're not going to really truly be able to control what people think. The only thing that you can control is how you perceive other people think of you. How you perceive other people think of you. So if we snapped our fingers magically and you had this incredible belief structure, then I promise you, what you think people would be thinking of you is completely different to your current circumstances right now. Why? Because when you are internally structurally sound on your own, by yourself, you have this positive identity. All you know is your own self-worth. All you know are your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own judgments of yourself. When you hold that so highly, then you perceive that others do the same. And because of your perceptions that other people do the same, you end up performing so much better in social environments, so much better in social interactions. You don't run out of words to say. You don't second guess. You don't think that what you just said was weird. You have so much confidence in yourself that you're able to speak freely. And guess what? When you're able to do that, then other people pick up that on that because people and the world will accept the judgment that you place on yourself. So you don't have a problem with worrying about what people think of you. You don't have a problem with being paralyzed by other people's judgments. You're paralyzed by your own judgment of yourself. So the next time that you're in this type of situation and you're starting to notice that you're caring about what people think of you, you're worrying about their judgments and their opinions, I really want you to make a distinct note of this and ask yourself, can you read minds? No. So why am I perceiving that they are judging me negatively? Why am I caring so much about their opinion? It's because my own opinion about myself is not where it needs to be. And so if you can experience that for yourself, you are going to also have a major change and understand that it's not anybody, right? It's not anybody else. It's always you. It's always internally you. Okay? So the problem isn't stopping caring about what people think of you, stopping to give a fuck about what people think about you, right? That's such like a big thing today. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what people think. I don't care. You don't have to do that though. All you have to do is change the way that you think about yourself, because then what you perceive others to think about you is such a positive light that it continues to give you more fuel and more like steam to move you and propel you forward. Do you see how this works? So instead of just not giving a fuck and trying to just like bypass all of our conditioning and literally your evolutionary biology about caring about what people think about you, you're not just letting that go. You're completely shifting it to use it to one of your greatest benefits and one of your greatest allies. Because when you're so internally sound in your own that you can perceive others to look at that, you perceive that others look at you in that same way, it gives you so much fuel and motivation, especially in social environments. And I promise you, there are literally people every single day interacting that feel this way. And so what I hope this episode was able to do for you is give you that spark to understand that you don't have to stop caring about what people think of you. You have to change your own internal structure. Change the way that you think about yourself. Because what you think about yourself is what you're going to project that other people think about you. That's all you have to do. So if you want to learn about some of the ways that you can do that, you can join my Facebook group, get our mini course. I'm also making a new Instagram page as well. So I'm going to be posting like cool quotes on there and like pretty long copy that you can read and get some of these tidbits of information. But anyways, guys, I think that's going to be it for me today. I hope this got you questioning things, and I'll see you in the next episode.